Welcome to the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast, where our goal is to help you increase your reputation as a leader, increase your ability to influence others, and increase your ability to fully engage your team to deliver remarkable results. Hi, I'm Perry Holly, a John Maxwell facilitator and coach.
And I'm Chris Cody, Vice President of the John Maxwell Company. Welcome, and thank you for joining. Just as a reminder, as we kick off today, everything we talk about on this podcast is really in reference to the framework of the five levels of leadership. And so if you'd love to learn more about that model, about that framework, how it can help you personally or even your organization, do me a favor, visit johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. There'll be a form there. Or if you just want to leave us a comment or if you got a question for Perry or I, please feel free to do that as well. Well, today's topic is titled Taking Your Team to the Next Level in Less Than 20 Minutes. I say that because we try to keep our podcast under 20 minutes. We know that everybody's busy, and I love this title, but we're going to continue to talk about development. But what are you thinking here, and what's kind of the baseline of what you want to communicate
well,
to
Well, I flash back when I first became a titled leader. I was promoted to be a first-line sales manager, and I found the job to actually be more challenging than I thought it was from watching my predecessors. I should probably apologize to all I guess they made it look easier than it was. One thing I did not do very well, looking back, and I've tried to develop this over the years, was I did not challenge my team. Probably didn't challenge myself either, to a higher standard and challenge all of us to raise our game. And I more or less just expected people to rise to whatever challenge presented itself, and I wasn't very intentional in developing the collective ability to meet new challenges. So I just didn't do it.
Yeah. You mentioned just a minute ago, it made me think about this. You said, yeah, I should probably call and apologize to some of those leaders I worked for when we all made some assumptions. I think we've all been there. Yeah. And what if we took the opportunity and the challenge to just write a handwritten note to some of our former leaders that maybe we had tension with, but when you look back had a great impact on you because of how they led you, and just said, hey, I'm sorry, I made some assumptions and now I see clearly what you have poured out. I think it'd be a powerful exercise for you to do. So that's completely just a squirrel trail off of Perry's content, and we're wasting our time on the podcast with that. But I completely relate with you when you talk about this. And I think about some of the past leaders that I've worked for. And in the moment, at times, there was tension. There was frustration. But when you get on the other side, you look at the development of yourself as an individual, personally and professionally. And for me, really what I've had to go through a mindset shift here, and Mark Cole, our CEO, and I've been talking about this for a couple of years because we're wired fairly similar. And so John kind of coached him through some of this, which is going from that being light, you know, to being a leader. Now, you still need to like people and they need to like you. But sometimes as leaders, we got to think about, you know, how are we making decisions? How are we pushing our team? How are we taking our team to the next level? And at times, you're not going to be liked, and you need to lead in a way that you know is going to benefit them. So I know you have told me in the past that you've developed some strategies. You always have strategies, processes.
Systems. Yes.
Yeah, we were just talking about that with water consumption. But you have one to help your team grow. So let's share that with our listeners, and give me one or two of those, and we'll just kind of unpack them today.
And to your point about observing a leader, so my eyes were really open to what's required. When I worked for a leader, he was a very senior leader in the organization, and he did not just assume that we would rise to the occasion. He built in opportunities to help us, each member of the team, to grow and develop. And the first lesson he taught, and one that I require now on every team I lead or every team I get to coach or speak to in a keynote, is that everyone must come prepared with a point of view.
Yeah.
And he did this by, in a regular meeting, I probably have shared this here before, but it really resonates with me so much, is that he said, talking around the table, 8 or 10 of us on his team, and he kind of was laying out a vision, and he just looked across. He said, Perry, what do you think? And I'm kind of a funny guy, and I'm kind of clever, and I probably didn't have an answer. So I said, well, I think what you think, boss. What do you think? And it got kind of a chuckle around the table, which is probably what I was going for. But he leaned in and he said, could I give you a tip? I said, sure, boss, love a tip. He said, if we, that's you and right. I think the same thing, one of us will not be necessary and it will not be me. And there was now there was no chuckle in the room.
That's
and,
right.
and then he we had a bigger discussion back at his office later about this whole thing, but taught me that. Well, part of my job as a leader is to challenge people to help me with the thinking. If they're all sitting back waiting for me to do the thinking, they don't have a point of view, then they might as well just be hired hands. They're not owners, and I really want owners, not hired hands. So I thought it was a great first lesson for me was require everybody on your team to come to every gathering, a meeting, a conference call, whatever the subject is, they need to have a point of view.
Yeah, so let's think about it this way. When we encourage people to come prepared and to communicate their point of view, what you're doing is rising tide raises all boats. You are lifting the lid. You're lifting the level of the team's awareness, knowledge, because of the perspectives that'll be shared around the table, around the room, around what on the phone call, whatever it might be. I think about it like this. When I go into a meeting as a leadership team, right? John says, hey, if you don't add value to this meeting, you might not be invited back to the next meeting. And so if that's the case with our leadership team, then why am I not replicating that with my team? Why am I not expecting them to bring that perspective? And so I do think this is a great point, right? How do we challenge our team in a way to lift that lid, to come prepared and not just, you know, be the funny guy or kind of, you know, off the cuff. What does that look like? I had one guy that was doing some group coaching, and one of the things he told me was, hey, I tell everybody a different individual is going to lead each week, but you don't know who's going to lead until we start the session. You think people come prepared and they have their perspectives and their point of views? And I was like, oh, wow, that's powerful. Because let's just be honest, if I go into some meetings and I know that I'm not the lead or I'm not facilitator, I may not take as much time to prepare. And then in essence, I'm shorting my team on just my perspective, my thoughts. So just a few thoughts there.
Yeah. Well, this reminded me, one of my guys I coach, he wanted to do, he's on our coaching calls with his team. We had a group call. He said, could we review each week, spend 15 minutes talking about the 21 irrefutable laws. So he bought the book for everybody, asked them to read, and said that next week, Chris, you'll take law number one. And then so in the conversation, he said, Bob, what do you think about law number one? Well, I didn't read it. Chris is teaching.
Yeah.
And he thought, okay, so he went right back to what you said.
Okay, yeah.
Next month, we're going to do laws two and three, and we're going to draw out of a hat.
Love it.
Who presents.
Yeah,
to your point, it kind of raised the challenge to say, everybody needs to be prepared.
Love it.
Another thing this leader did that I thought really inspired me and in my leadership and challenging people to the next level was that it's okay to challenge people's thinking, and he did that to us. He would ask me what I thought, and then I thought I was going to quit it one time. My wife was so wise; she asked me why would I quit. I said everything I bring to this guy, he pushes back. If I said it was blue, he'd say it was teal. Nothing's good enough for this guy. I think I'm going to quit. And she just, you know, in her wisdom said, I think he's trying to make you better. I went, oh, nobody's ever tried to make me better before. I didn't even know how that felt.
Right.
And then I thought, when I became a leader, am I trying to help people be better? So one thing we did was, I'm going to call it the challenge circle. It was a little bit of a development opportunity that in our monthly team meetings, one of the meetings a month with a team meeting, he would assign what we're going to talk about, and it might be a customer presentation, a value prop for our business, a compelling reason for a customer to act,
a call
you're going to make, a presentation you're doing, that you bring it and you present it to the group, and then the group would then take it apart, start challenging you, asking you questions about it. Not rude, not mean, not destructive, but just saying, well, why did you say that?
Yeah.
And could you have done this? And why didn't you do that there? And it really started to say that, developing what I'll call executive presence, this gravitas, that we could all be five questions deep in whatever we were challenged. No, nobody could challenge me outside of this room that could be any worse than what I just went through. And I'm prepared. And it actually raised my level of executive presence with others to say I'm pretty confident now in what I'm doing because I put it through the challenge circle and that we have really tested it. Yeah. And it made me better. I thought, no leader ever tried to make me better before.
Yeah.
I almost quit.
I've heard you say this before, and it kind of just rings true right now. Defending your position helps you protect your position, right?
Yeah,
So inside position, two different meanings right there. Think about it. By being able to defend it, you're really protecting it. The other thing I love about that is the team is beginning to understand what it's like to be curious. And you and I talk about this sometimes, too, to where I think oftentimes we're not curious enough. There's not enough curiosity. And so as a team member, while they're trying to pick you apart, their mindset is having to get into a little bit of curiosity to be able to come up with those questions. And then you're having to get to a place to be able to defend your position, all while taking your team to the next level. Remember what we're talking about here. We're giving you just some ideas, some tools, some tips, some things that Perry has used in the past in order to take your team to the next level. So what other strategy or system have you developed to improve and develop your team that we can share with our listeners?
Well, I just piled on to what you just said, triggered a thought, was even now, as I'm a professional speaker, an author, and a coach, and I think I'm pretty good. And I don't really think about, is there a next level? And all of a sudden, when I start working with other people, I go, I wonder, what's the next level for me? How do I get to the next level? And right now, I don't have anybody challenging me for that, so I've got to challenge me, which is a little frightening. But but if you think about it, you're leading a team, it's easy to think you're pretty good at what you do.
Yeah.
But could you take it to the next level? I heard Andy Andrews, in his latest book, he said, are you doing the best you can do? And we always say, yeah, I'm doing the best I can do. He said, are you doing the best that could be done? Oh, my gosh, what a question. You think, no, none of us can say, no, I'm not doing the best that can be done. Then what's the next level for you?
Yeah.
And so you're thinking about that for yourself and for your team. If you're going to develop your team, what's the next level, individual by individual, to raise that game? And I thought, for me, as a professional speaker, so what would I need to do next? What small thing would take me to the next level as a professional speaker? And I had really started, getting people to assess me and give me some candid feedback and find my blind spots. There's all kind of strategies behind that. So, sorry, just a little bit of a trail.
No, I love it. I love it. So when you're thinking about that real quick, I'll jump in John's leadership content. He talks about, in the abundance shift, he talks about going from kind of maintaining to creating. And he talks about that. He talks about, is that really your best? Is someone else doing it out there better than you that could improve your best? And so we've got to get into that mindset as a team, as a leader, taking our team to the next level, to always be challenging that, always be getting better, always looking at how other people are doing it and what can we be doing differently. So I love that you shared that.
Well, I'm flashing back to everybody who said, well, Perry, I'm doing the best I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but are you doing the best that can be done?
That's a different question.
No, okay, then let's figure out what are the steps to raise your game. So
that's a different
sounds
question.
Sounds simple, but it's not easy. Another tactic strategy that I've used that I learned from some others was invoking a little bit of a monthly lunch and learn.
Yeah.
It seems kind of simple, actually like a throwaway, but it's not. It focuses people on a topic. Once a month or once a quarter is what we kind of got into that with, depending on what you're trying to do. I guess you could do it more often, but assign a topic, as you said. I know you guys do a thing here at John Maxwell Company about teaching the 21 laws to each other. I love it because you get someone else's perspective, someone else's view on that. But it's definitely not a passive event. It not just somebody's on and teaching and you're learning. You've got to be encouraging people to challenge the speaker with questions. And so it's an engaging, interactive event that people are really working together to help grow and use it for what it's meant for.
Yeah, every year, one of the things that I love about John is that we live out leadership. We live out what we desire in other organizations. And so we have an intentional leadership plan. And we go through, whether it's assessments and content, digital, whether it's conversation. And to your point, in the past, we have gone through the 21 laws and 21 different people facilitated. Now, what we didn't do is draw it out of a hat, which would have been great. Well, some of us The others have been like deathly terrified every time we're getting ready to start a meeting. But I think if you do that and you're growing together, you're having conversations. You're having, back to what we talk about with the five levels, you're having a common language around the growth of people. And you're beginning to challenge and talk and use that common language that I think lifts the lid on the team.
Yeah, absolutely. Another one that seems kind of simple, and I already mentioned it briefly, was kind of a book club idea that I did this for one group I led, and they choose a book. We assign the reading, not a lot. It's got to be a chapter or less for every meeting. It could be a weekly, biweekly, monthly. But on the team call, I did it weekly. I spend 10 minutes of the team call discussing either one chapter or one point from the chapter that we were all assigned to lead. Again, I'm driving that as a development opportunity. The book is intentional. It could be a John Maxwell. I did the 360-degree leader. I thought it was fantastic because it had so much about how to lead up, down, and sideways, about influence, all things they needed with their customers, with their team, with me.
It's a great content.
It just really helped. So there's so much resource there, but it's a slow plod through a book, but it plants intentional seeds in people's heads.
Yeah. I think from a development opportunities, in addition to some of the book clubs that we do here as well, there's two things that come to mind. For our team, we call them triads, where we're working with an organization and they're stuck or they have an opportunity and we're trying to figure out how can we serve them, how can we add value to them. And so we'll get three people for the triad. We'll get three people and we'll be like, here's the objective. Here's the problem. This is what we're trying to overcome. What are your thoughts? And it's a stand-up triad. Feed into it, and then everybody kind of goes back to what they're doing. But that mindset, that thinking helps develop the people and even the opportunity. I know that others use, role play when it comes to this. Not everybody's comfortable with that, I know.
Oh, I've taken a global survey. A global survey. 100% of the people hate role
hate
play.
It.
Don't go on our website and tell us you hate role play. I know you do. I've taken a survey, but go continue your point because I find it to be incredibly valuable.
Yeah, no, I know that people do not enjoy doing it, but it's one of the best ways. It goes back to defending your position because people are going to be like, "That was terrible," right? Like, here's three things I would do differently. And so, what do they say before the good? Were good, they practiced, or there's a statement that basically says, hey, you got to be able to do this through repetition and in front of people or whatever the situation might be. And so even role play is another development opportunity.
Yeah, well, you say that practice makes perfect, but it's not true. You've heard others, it's evaluated practice
that's
makes
right.
perfect. And so by
that's
doing
right.
the role play, submitting yourself to whatever humiliation you may feel it is, I don't feel it is if everybody's doing it, but to actually put your heart into it, present your best case. Ask for hard challenges. If I'm doing a customer salesperson role play, the customer, I give them some great objections to make so that I can see how I respond to that. And I might not know what's coming. But then have other people observing and say, so why'd you handle that? Why did you not go to our value prop? Did you not consider the compelling reason to act? How did you do that? No. And once you do that, you start saying, wow, I got some blind spots because go back to my earlier point, I think I'm pretty good.
Yeah.
But I don't even know what the next level is. Am I doing the best I can or am I doing the best that could be done? I need to take it to the next level. I think we all need to be personally taken to the next level, and we need to be helping our teams get to the next level.
No doubt. Well, as we wrap up, I think all of those ideas, those phases, those processes, those systems take the team to the next level. Here's what I would challenge you with. I think oftentimes our teams learn a ton from what we do wrong and what we fail at. I think we kind of do the after-action review, right? The AAR, after something goes bad. Here's what I would challenge you with. Continue to do that. Continue to even do some of the things that Perry was talking about from a development perspective to take your team to the next level. But also take the opportunities to, when you do have a win, you guys do succeed at something, you do hit quota, whatever it might be, to evaluate the why behind that as well. Mm-hmm. Because I think there are lessons that the team can learn from your wins as well as some of the things that you've had the opportunity to struggle through, which we'll call growth opportunities.
Right. Well, I think people sometimes struggle not even knowing there is a next level. And
right.
There's always a next level.
Right.
So great stuff, Chris. Thank you as always. And thank you for joining us on this podcast. As a reminder, as Chris said, you can find us at johnmaxwellcompany.com/podcast. We always love hearing from you. That's it for today from the John Maxwell Executive Leadership Podcast.